This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
This is the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and we're joined once again by Nathan Shearer in Melbourne, Australia. Nathan, welcome back. Nice to catch up again.
Yeah, thanks, Brad. Thanks for having me back.
Nathan, let's talk biking. You're a monster on a bicycle. You've put in a couple of good performances over the years. Can you sort of nail it down to one thing you've done on the bike that's given you the biggest gains?
It's pretty cliche, but consistency on the bike. I think since I started, I've ridden 4 to 5 times a week, every week, and never missed. So, biking's pretty simple. I think it's just time on the bike, and you speak to any triathlete, they'll tell you that, cyclist as well. There's, once you've got that time behind you, there's specifics you can get into, but definitely from coming from no background in cycling, never ridden a bike, at that, a proper bicycle. It was just consistency to get aerobic base behind me.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about that, introducing the intensity and that sort of stuff. If you don't have the base, it's almost pointless putting that intensity. Yeah. You need to have that big base to build off.
Yeah, you do, definitely. It was probably 12 to 18 months before I really did any proper intensity or long intense efforts, which... And it was once I made that transition from just participant to actually trying to race everyone else. So, participating, it was more just, all right, let's hold whatever you can or whatever output you can for the distance. So 90K and a half, what can you hold for 90K? Oh, I think I can hold X heart rate or power or speed, Ks per hour, whatever it is. Whereas once you're racing, it becomes a bit of a different dynamic. You've got to start doing those 10, 15, 20, 30, 40-minute, hour-long efforts for Ironman even at certain intensities to really build all the range across your power or your output and not be one-dimensional.
Let's talk about, I mean, you mentioned the different sort of workouts and intensity and add in. You obviously mix things up a bit. What do you love doing on the bike?
I love going on shop rides with cyclists and getting absolutely flogged, because it's completely different to riding with and for triathlon. Riding with road cyclists, it's huge efforts but short efforts and recover and times that by heaps. Whereas triathlon, it's pretty steady state stuff. I think one of the best things that happened to me was moving to Melbourne and getting involved in a more cycling specific community and group. And that really took my cycling to another level, I think.
Yeah, it's funny how often that's come up is people talk about riding with a group of cyclists and not doing it all on their own, but finding cyclists that are better than they are, that they not struggle to keep up with, but push them hard and they really thrive under those conditions.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for anyone, if you're training with someone who's a bit better athletically than you, it pushes you to be better and pushes you out of a comfort zone and maybe pushes you to a performance that you didn't know you were capable of, which, those breakthroughs in training and equate to breakthroughs in racing. So it's always good to have someone pushing you along like that.
Nathan Shearer, thank you so much for joining us once again on this edition of the Kona Edge. Look forward to catching running with you next time out, but we'll save that for another day. Thanks for your time, Ben.
Cheers, Brad. Thanks.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to thekonaedge.com/bikeseminar now.